Episode 3261, In the End, What Really Matters.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you on countdown? Because I am. Technically, we have 2 days, depending upon when you're listening to this episode, until the brand new year. So happy new year. But today we first have to talk about the person that you love the most, your spouse. In the end, what really matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. So let me give you a few quick updates before we hit off to the new year. Can you believe it? We are officially kicking off our 10th year here at Create Your Now. It bubbles up a lot of emotions for me, but it's going to be an incredible episode, one that I think you'll remember and more to come. Yes, we're not signing off here, but we do have some news around the corner. So be sure you stay tuned here on the podcast that you're watching our TV show. You can find us on pray.com. Yes, we've partnered with pray.com again for 2024. We're also going to be highlighting our new TV show here within our own website. Also, we're working on an app, and then we've got a few other things in store, like opening up the doors for AIM. This is what you've been asking for, what you want to do to come beside each other and really support each other. This is something new and exciting. Whew, I'm excited too with you. And it's going to be a whirlwind, but let's do life together, right? Because that's what really God had intended for us to do. And so when I look at the next few hours as we ring in the new year for 2024, I want to leave you with some really deep thoughts, especially when it comes to relationships. Now, what we're talking about here today is, yes, about the one you sleep next to, your best friend, your all in all. You locked eyes and you're like, yes, I do. I am willing. And then life happens in between and you have fights and arguments, disagreements and things like that. Life happens. And at some point you're like, I'm done. I'm just done with you. I'm ready to walk away. I'm ready to go do something else. That may not have been you. Maybe it was your partner. Okay. But we all have faced those. And if you haven't, it's going to come. It's just part of the cycle of marriage. It's the really, truly the partnership of where it is. You go through these ups and downs with your best friend, right? Go back when you met your best friend, and you probably can actually pinpoint a time if you thought about it. Gosh, yeah, I remember when we just wanted nothing more to do with each other. We were ready to break off everything. Like we'd never known each other. We were done. Well, married couples do the same thing. We just handle things differently. And yes, there's stuff like infidelity. There's, various forms of abuse. There's various emotional struggles, financial struggles, family struggles, right? We can name all of these. It affects our entire psyche. But for a moment, just for a moment, I want you to listen with a bigger heart. I want you to open your heart. I don't want you to have any judgment. I don't want you to really even pretend that you're hearing me. I want you to hear something that God had intended for you in this message. I believe this is a divine appointment for you and I to be here together. I pray for you always. And I know I don't say that because I am not one who's going to sit here and, beat you over the head with the Bible. That's not my style. But you know my heart. And I want to share something with you that goes much deeper and wider. And I hope you will look at the new year a little bit differently. Because for some couples, the ball drops and the year is over. For others, it's a new beginning. Don't let the ball drop kiss be your last one. Because in the end, what really matters? My friend, it's that time of year when we eagerly bid farewell to the old. Yes, you're probably like, yay, I get to say goodbye to all my mistakes. And then you get to embrace the promise of a brand new beginning. And as a married couple, the start of the new year is a perfect opportunity to rekindle the flame and deepen the bond that brought you together in the first place. But as a calendar page turns to a fresh chapter, do you forgive that of the past and be present in your everyday, which is your future? What if your marriage could be 10%, just 10% better than what it is today? Would you do what it takes to get there? Would you be willing to say, yeah, I'm going all in? Now be honest. I have a good friend, mentor, and coach who I admire deeply. He's traveled many paths, but all led him to what really matters, an understanding heart. You see, my good friend, entrepreneur, dad, mentor, and coach signed off yesterday for his final episode of his podcast, his 958th episode, 48 Days to the Work You Love. Now, if you want to listen to his last podcast episode, I would encourage you to do so. The information is in the show notes, and you can also find it on our episode at createyournow.com. But I won't go into all the details, but I will tell you this, that he is battling stage 4 cancer. Yet he still stands and asks, what does this make possible? Now, he would be the first to tell you that behind any strong man is a stronger woman. And that is his wife, Joanne. Their marriage has not been an easy one, as with all marriages. They've had their own struggles with finances, raising kids, life transitions, and loving each other deeper than the arguments before. As you can imagine, the ball drop kiss this year will carry a different meaning. Or will it? Because in the end, what really matters? Joanne, his wife, wrote this beautiful poem on December 22nd of this year, 2023. This was a few weeks after they had found out Dan's diagnosis. And I want to read it to you. And I pray that it will touch your heart so your love this year can grow deeper and wider. In the End by Joanne F. Miller. All the petty arguments, the efforts to prove a point, the angry words and the pouting count for little in the end. All the struggles endured, the pain, the hurt, the need to be right, count for little in the end. All the selfish acts, the self-centered desires, the heated debates count for little in the end. All the political strife, the divisive beliefs, the outburst and decrees count for little in the end. In the end, what counts forever is the need to be loved, cherished, appreciated, respected. In the end, what counts forever is the legacy you leave, the footprints you make that change the world one little bit better since your birth. In the end, what really matters? My friend, are you one who is going to keep score this new year and make sure to twist the hurtful words just a little more? Are you one who is going to whine when you don't get your own way and throw an adult temper tantrum? Are you one who is going to sway back and forth as to whether you want to really be married, leaving the heart open for a greater catastrophe? Are you one who is going to gripe all the time when stuff is left unfinished or undone? Those honey to-do lists, are you willing to let them go? In the end, what really matters? You see, that's the question I want you to think about for your marriage this new year. That's the question I want you to ask over and over again when you feel shortchanged or left out. That's the question I want you to ask when you feel down and out and won't give any more of yourself. In the end, what really matters? Well, for Dan and Joanne, it's the simple moments of life. Looking deep into each other's eyes after a discrepancy. Holding each other's hands as if it was for the first time. Lingering a little longer in a deep hug, never wanting to let go. Knowing each other's hearts better than they know their own. Loving each other better with each new sunrise. Forgiving quicker than keeping a score of one's wrongs. Serving well with the heart to give more. In the end, what really matters? My friend, life is precious. My friend, life is short. And you have a choice to make every single day. You know, I look back as to the walk that I took as to naming this podcast and this business. And it really started out with the idea of the podcast. I was like, well, the business name will come with the podcast, so we're just going to leave it at that. And I wanted it to be something that you take action on, to take aim, right? A-I-M. Action ignites motivation. You see, Dan was a man of action, is a man of action to this day. And I guarantee you he will continue that until his last breath. And I am honored and privileged to walk beside him and his family, to be able to gather around and to come alongside other friends and mentors, where Dan has been so giving of himself to us. You see, he is a very wise man, a sage, so to speak. And one of the things he said is that the greatest thing he is leaving is us as his legacy. We are carrying his work on. Now, if I can be so honest, that scares me to death. Because in reality, I don't know if I can ever fill his shoes. But you see, my friend, it's not my job to fill his shoes, but to continue being a living legacy. That is what he mirrored to us, to every life he touched, specifically his wife's. And let me tell you, she mirrored the same thing right back. Their reflection is absolutely indescribable. They don't only finish each other's sentences, but they encourage each other's hearts. And no matter how hard this is, they just hold each other tighter. My friend, I don't know what you're facing right now in your marriage. It may be an absolutely wonderful marriage, but I want to challenge you to make it even better. My husband and I, we are more in love than ever before, but I can tell you this. If I don't challenge that, the feeling will grow, well, kind of stagnant. It'll carry a smell that you really don't want. You know, you see those swamps out there that don't have much water moving? You see a few bugs that come off of it? And you see some mold or moss or whatever it is and a few sticks here and there? I don't want my heart to look like a swamp. But you see, if we're not engaged with our partner, then what do you have? In the end, what really matters? So I want to challenge you this season to go beyond what you feel that you deserve and serve well. And serving well means, yeah, you may have to take a back seat every once in a while. Serving well may mean you lose a little sleep also. Beauty sleep, it'll come later. Serving well means caring more deeply and not worried about the wounds along the way. This too shall pass. In the end, what really matters? Maybe you're one who's saying, Christine, our marriage is struggling. And really, in all likelihood, I didn't think we would be here at the holidays. My friend, I'm asking you to get on your knees and ask for God's help, for his guidance. I encourage you when we open up the doors to AIM to come in. Because you see what Dan and Joanne have? Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight, but is it possible? Yes, it is. Because even though Dan is facing a grim prognosis, he will stand and say, what does this make possible? He's the light in the dark. Are you willing to let your heart be a part of that light in the dark so you can shine bright? And I know you may be one who says, but you know what? You know, a marriage is both ways. You know what, for Dan and Joanne? Yeah, it was. But I can tell you right now, Joanne had to give a lot when Dan wasn't able. And vice versa. Dan gave a lot when Joanne wasn't able. And now, as they reflect and they walk through this period of life, the season of life that they're in, a time for everything, a time to be born and a time to die, This walk will be the greatest walk that they've ever walked together. And it will be hand in hand. Are you willing to walk hand in hand with your spouse this year? Are you willing to put away your ego because someone else matters more? Think about that. In the end, what really matters? As the ball drops in a few hours, make note of where you are and where you are going as a couple. May the ball drop kiss be the beginning of a love like Dan and Joanne's, because in the end, it's what really matters. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend and Happy New Year.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.